This is a CKTZ news update. During a community transportation webinar event hosted by the organization Transition Salt Spring, Steve Earle from Gabriola Island quizzed BC Transportation Minister Rob Fleming about the province's control over rural roads. Earle has advocated for many years to improve the safety of Gabriola Island's roads for pedestrians and cyclists. He has found that the province's control over rural roads in BC does not always make for safer roads. During the webinar, Earle asked the minister why control over rural roads could not be transferred to communities who would work harder to make them safe for cyclists and pedestrians. He was frustrated by the minister's response.
I didn't hear anything in his response that was relevant to my question. I asked for the minister to allow for some changes, or, and it would apply, the same sort of thing would apply on Cortez, so that there can be some local control over how the roads are designated and so on.
It was relevant because Cortez Island also has windy, hilly, narrow roads with no shoulders, and we have concerns for the safety of cyclists and pedestrians, and we would also like to make our rural roads safer so people feel comfortable cycling on the island a lot more.
This may not be relevant totally to Cortez because you're not Islands Trust. Is that correct?
That's correct. However, we do need to appeal to the Ministry of Transportation to get reducing speed limits in key places, particularly through Manson's Landing. So that's something that we have been concerned about. And so that's why it was relevant to us. So we do need to do the same thing as you, I believe.
Yeah. So the agreement that we have puts all the control over our roads in the hands of the ministry, and none of it, there's no local control over the roads. We can't say we want to reduce speed limit on this part. Well, we can say it, but they won't do it. They'll just say, well, we can't, it's a highway. And that's the issue, that most of the major roads here on Gabriola, and I'm sure it's the same on Cortez, are classified as highways. And so they have to have certain lane widths to meet the specifications, and they are required to have relatively high speed limits. And we can't change that. And we'd like to.
What are the concerns on Gabriola with respect to the roads? What would you change?
Well, they're really a few issues. And one of them is lack of room for cyclists and pedestrians. That's key. And it's really hard and expensive to get proper cycle lanes put in. And we're not expecting that to happen overnight. We're working away at it slowly, a little bit at a time. But if we could get the width of the driving lanes narrowed just a little bit, maybe each by half a meter, that would allow room for a much wider cycling lane, and same for pedestrians. Having slightly narrower lanes does slow people down, so that would help. But also what we'd like to be able to do is reduce speed limits in some areas. Like there's a road running right through the village, Gabriola, and the speed limit is 50, and it's way too fast. There are a lot of pedestrians on that road and crossing it in various places, kids, the school's right there. Of course, there's a school zone speed limit, but it's just, we'd like to reduce that to 40 in the village, but we can't. So, and we'd like to put in more crosswalks, and they keep saying, well, we can't slow the traffic down. People have to get to where they're going. Well, it's a safety issue. And I'm confident that people would be willing to slow down a little bit in order to ensure that everybody is safe.
Narrowing roads would result in a bigger shoulder. Is that what it is? Or
Well, it has two effects. It gives us a bigger shoulder. You can decide to put the shoulder on one side, all of it on one side, and then have people walking and cycling there. Or you can share it between both sides, so each would be a little bit narrower. But the other thing about narrower lanes is that people tend to slow down. And that helps.
I was under the impression that you could apply to the Ministry of Transportation to have a speed limit reduced. It felt like there was some way to do that, but you're saying that you can't even do that.
Well, I'm not saying you can't do that, but our experience is that it doesn't get you anywhere.
Okay.
They won't listen, and they'll just say, well, it's a highway, we can't. Of course, yeah, we're talking rural communities here. Urban areas, even towns, small towns, have control over their own roads, and they can do what they like. The Ministry of Transportation doesn't control those roads, but rural communities everywhere in BC are subject to the Ministry of Transportation for their roads, and they don't have much power to make changes or suggest. I mean, they can suggest changes, but they don't seem to listen to us. We're in the regional district of Nanaimo, but they don't have any jurisdiction over roads. And of course, we're in the Islands Trust, but they don't have any jurisdiction over roads. So it's it's the ministry that controls the roads.
Kate Madigan, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.